For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. The Connecticut Police Chiefs Association is hoping an interactive presentation aimed at new drivers will make routine traffic stops go a lot smoother for both the driver and law enforcement. But members of Connecticut's Racial Profiling Prohibition Advisory Board object to one component of the presentation. It's called Breaking Barriers, a 30-minute program designed to promote positive interactions during a traffic stop. Reading Police Chief Douglas Fuchs.
The intent is to have a better understanding of the mechanics of a traffic stop, to have a better understanding from the operator's standpoint, to understand that the police officer, when they're walking up to the car, has absolutely no idea who you are.
Through slides and videos, a local police officer will instruct new drivers on what to expect when you're pulled over. But what comes next is more controversial. Three videos intended to show new drivers what police officers have to deal with day in and day out, including a video by Washington Post reporter Jason Capehart. Capehart, who is black, offers his take on the Department of Justice's investigation of the killing of Michael Brown by Ferguson, Missouri police officer Darren Wilson.
They also forced me to deal with two uncomfortable truths. Brown never surrendered with his hands up. And Wilson was justified in shooting Brown.
Several members of Connecticut's Racial Profiling Prohibition Advisory Board found the videos unacceptable, including Sabira Gordon, executive director of the state's Commission on Equality and Opportunity.
I really, like, as a parent, would be very upset if someone's telling them the hands up, don't shoot mantra is based on a lie. Like, that's not a conversation I'm okay with a stranger having with my child.
Fuchs assured the panel breaking barriers is a work in progress. The Connecticut Police Chiefs Association hopes to eventually offer the program free of charge to anyone who takes driver's education classes in Connecticut. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.